Anna Brown, Citizens Count, citizenscount.org, one of our great regular contributors, one of our public policy all-stars, Citizens Count, keeping a close eye on New Hampshire political stuff, public policy, the legislature, bipartisan, nonpartisan, citizenscount.org. Anna informed me early this morning it's going to be a busy week in Concord regardless of today. Take it away, Anna. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, so it's true, no hearings today, but goodness gracious, right off the bat, first of all, we have major marijuana legalization bills that are both going to have a hearing. So one of them is the bill that is co-sponsored by the House Majority and Minority Leaders, Jason Albert, Osborne, and Matt Wilhelm. And so that would use the meals and rooms tax system to tax marijuana sales, and it would have a new cannabis commission. Alternative treatment centers, which currently serve the state's medical marijuana patients, would be allowed to also continue to operate with a dual-use certificate that would let them also participate in recreational marijuana business. And then the alternative version, HB 544, would legalize it with operations controlled by the Liquor Commission, which is similar to that compromise bill we've seen last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see. So the Liquor Commission bill, that's the one that last year that seemed to have some of a favorable nod maybe from Governor Sununu, but on the other hand, it's the other bill that has the sponsorship of the House Minority and Majority Leaders. So that one seems like it's going to, regardless, it's going to be crazy bill hearings for those, always packed in Concord for those. But also lesser known bills as well that I think are pretty important. There's a couple education funding bills that, you know, we're continuing to have lawsuits about the school's funding system in New Hampshire. That never seems to end. There's a bill that would allow immigrants living in New Hampshire to get a temporary driver's license after applying for asylum. Another bill that would let you optionally add race and ethnicity data to your driver's license and require police to collect that information to analyze if they're disproportionately stopping people of color. And then also rear-facing child car seats, a requirement for that. That's another bill that's going to have a hearing this week. And let's not forget about the housing issue. For example, HB 401 has a hearing on Wednesday. That would require 60-day notice if a landlord evicts a tenant for renovations or repairs. That's been a big debate in this affordable housing crisis in New Hampshire because landlords are allowed to evict tenants to do repairs and renovations, but there's a lot of accusations that, well, they'll kick someone out and then just paint the trim and jack the rent up $500. Now, mm-hmm. If you know, there's that debate about, okay, if we put more restrictions on landlords, is that just going to tighten supply even further? But it is true that, you know, I think that most people are not able to find a new apartment within 30 or even 60 days if they have to leave. So that was a lot of bills in just a couple of minutes, but that's a sample of what's going on in Concord.
Do you think that the marijuana bills or hearings, do you think that's going to be one of the sleeper issues this session that does become, you know, spills over to the general public on debate?
I don't think there's going to be anything sleeper about it. I think that it's a big deal that the House Minority and Majority Leaders are on board with it. I think it's a big deal that there are several new state senators who are in favor of legalization, whereas the Senate in the past has been a real stonewall on legalization. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even rule it out if looking at marijuana revenue becomes part of the state budget debate. I will say this, though, in terms of public hearings, it's always traditional to see a really big turnout of a lot of people in favor of legalization because, as we see in the polls, it's a very popular topic among the public.
Right. Well, the other thing is Governor Sununu, and you had mentioned, alluded to one of the measures having to do with the State Liquor Commission for regulation or enforcement, but that's kind of the wild card because in the past, the governor has said on this show, my show, that, you know, he's done more to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana, legalize marijuana for medicinal use, but stop short of a full-blown recreational legalized marijuana bill. Do you think, hypothetically, do you think there's one the governor will support, if you had to say? And in the end, the governor, as I know and you know in New Hampshire, Anna Brown, not to sound like too much of an insider, the governor or any governor can let a piece of legislation that passes the legislature come to his or her desk without a signature, if you will, and let it become law. They can veto it or they can sign it. And what do you think governor would senator would do if a bill gets through that the public seems in the legislature gets through the House and Senate because the veto might be tough to override? Do you think he'd go along with something?
I think that it's theoretically possible that he could go along with one that he thought had enough controls. You know, as I said last year, he was interested in the Liquor Commission model, also a complete ban on any smoking while driving, since, of course, there's no great test to see if someone is intoxicated by marijuana in that moment in the car. So just saying no smoking in the car, period. For passengers or drivers, for that matter, that's a part of these bills. So I think he could get on board with one of those, but I will say this. I don't see him letting it pass without his signature, which you mentioned is sort of a political inside baseball maneuver. A governor can basically just wait long enough and it'll just go through. Because Governor Sununu doesn't strike me as that type of guy. I think if he hates a bill, he's going to veto it. He's not going to sort of whiffle waffle on it. He has clearly shown that he has no problem making all sorts of people angry and annoyed at any time. So I think it'll either be a clear signature or a clear veto from him.
Are you paying attention at all? The governor weighed in with an endorsement on the next chair of the state Republican Party.
Yes.
It was not Chris Hager. We know that's happening nationally as well, the debate on the next chair. But here locally, where do you think this ends up?
Well, Governor Chris Sununu is actually, I would say, not the biggest power player in New Hampshire's Republican Party. As we've seen, he has thrown his endorsement behind candidates in the past that have not won their primaries. Of course, notably this past time around, Chuck Morris in the U.S. Senate race, as well as Hansel in the race for the 2nd Congressional District and so on. So I don't think that his endorsement is really going to have a large difference on the outcome of this race. I do think it was interesting, considering that Governor Sununu has been such a vocal opponent of people who claim there's widespread election fraud. Sununu says, you know, there's none of that in New Hampshire. We're very secure here. But Lou Gargiulo, who he endorsed,
right,
very notably this past fall, mounted a recount campaign in his Senate race, which he lost by 11 percentage points. Even if every single absentee ballot was thrown out, he still could not have won his race. And it was lengthy. It went on for days. It was highly contentious. So I found that interesting when the endorsement came out. It gave me a little bit of head scratching, but ultimately I do think that it is going to go to Hager.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Anna Brown, citizenscount.org. Always great stuff. Thank you, Anna. Have a good week.
You got it, Jack.